Throughout centuries, my ancestors have used braids as a way to bind us together. Braids are part of my cultural heritage in the past, present, and I'm sure the future. Ancient stones painted were discovered that date back to 1,000 years, depicting hairstyles. Centuries ago, braids meant different things. For instance, they were fashionable and upheld societal customs. It depended on how you wore your hair. It could indicate your marital status, age, and or clan you belong to. According to the article by Sirel Deutsch, a traditional style symbolizing heritage for the Fula women of the Sahel region consists of long braids down the back with a small tuft of hair gathered at the top of the crown. They also adorn their hair with amber and silver disc accessories, accessorize their hair at shoulder length. Example of a Fula hair, styles were like neat head pieces worn down the middle of the forehead, regal-like, said Tamara Albertini, one of the braid studio ancestral strands in Brooklyn. Growing up, braid has always been a big part of my world, and it's something we did at a very young age. For instance, going to a wedding or event, we would braid our hair so it would look neat and presentable for that occasion. Braiding is definitely still a big part of my culture and is done in a variety of ways. The photos I'm presenting are photos of an updo that was done, showing you how, if you're going to an event, one way you could style your hair with in a braided updo.